Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori with your Financial Services Online News Wrap on Monday, December 2nd, 2024. We delve into an unfolding story that uncovers an economic paradox. Australia's economy touts growth, but beneath this facade, there is a troubling downturn in living standards. Even as our gross domestic product increases, individual GDP has seen decrease in the last 6 quarters. That signals a pause in individual prosperity, folks. In fact, Australians are now encountering significant drops in disposable incomes, surpassing the trials thrown to us by the COVID-19 pandemic. Economists like Chris Richardson forewarn of a situation reminiscent of the 70s stagflation era. An overflow of immigration since mid-2000s has resulted in what they call capital shallowing, a situation where our infrastructure investments strive to keep pace with the population growth. This forces productivity into a corner, and it makes us question Australia's economic trajectory. Switching gears, we explore the superannuation sector. Australia's Parliament has thrown its weight behind the Superannuation Objective Bill of 2023. This legislation seeks to solidify the primary purpose of superannuation, which is providing income post-retirement. It erects barriers against using this money for the housing sector. Mary Delahunty, the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia leader, stresses for a thorough review of the possible changes brought about this law. This stride has received nods from both nonprofit and for-profit camps. A word of caution from the Super Members Council reminds that any steps to challenge the preservation of superannuation step against the spirit of this legislation. In related development, the Reserve Bank of Australia, or RBA, is gearing up for massive leadership changes. This breakup outlines two boards focusing on governance and economic policy. Although applauded by key parties and Treasurer Jim Chalmers, Chief Economist of AMP, Shane Oliver expresses skepticism about the effectiveness of these changes. Critics worry that external economists setting the interest rate could undermine the RBA's credibility in controlling inflation. Added to this are question marks around political interference and potential policy uncertainty. Finally, on the insurance front, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, pushes for more transparency concerning professional indemnity insurance among member companies. The call comes in the aftermath of Dixon Advisory's collapse, revealing the cracks in the PI insurance. AFK emphasizes that these insurances were not built as a source of consumer compensation and hold their own limitations. To strengthen customer protection, AFK calls upon improved insights into PI policy details, crucial for supporting compensation scheme of last resort. That's all the financial news in the wrap today. For more on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, be sure to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. Until next time, stay on top of your finances.